Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 22nd of July 2024. Essence: sweet children, be soul conscious and you will become cool. The bad odor of vice will be removed. You will become introverted and become flowers. Question: which two blessings does Bap Dada give to all of you children? What is the way to put them into your form? Answer: Baba gives all of you children the blessings of peace and happiness. Baba says, children, you have to practice staying in silence. If someone says topsy-turvy things, do not answer back. You have to remain silent. Do not gossip or say anything wasteful. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Put the bead of silence in your mouth and you will be able to put both of these blessings into practice. Om Shanti. Sweetest children are sometimes in front of him and sometimes they go far away. Those who remember Baba are the ones who are in front of him, because everything is merged in the pilgrimage of remembrance. It has been remembered that a soul goes beyond with a glance. A soul's vision is drawn to the Supreme Soul. He does not like anything else. By remembering him, your sins are absolved. Therefore, you should be very cautious about yourself. When you don't have remembrance, Maya understands that your yoga is broken, and so she pulls you to herself. She makes you perform one wrong action or another. By doing this, souls defame the Father. On the path of devotion, you used to sing, Baba, only you and no one else are mine. This is why the Father says, children, the destination is very high. You have to remember the Father while working. This is the highest destination. You need to practice this very well. Otherwise, those who perform bad actions will cause defamation. For instance, if some of you become angry or you begin to quarrel amongst yourselves, then that too is defamation. You have to remain very cautious in this. While living at home with your families, link your intellects to the Father. It is not that anyone has become complete yet, no. You should try to become soul conscious. By coming into body consciousness, you perform one wrong action or another. In fact, this causes defamation of the Father. The Father says, those who cause defamation of the Satguru cannot reach the destination of becoming Lakshmi or Narayan. Therefore, continue to make full effort. By doing this, you will become very cool. The things of the five vices will be removed from you, and you will receive a great deal of power from the Father. You also have to carry on with your work, etc. The Father does not say that you should not do anything. There, your actions will be neutral actions. The actions that are performed in the Iron Age are sinful actions. You now have to study this at the Confluence Age. There is no question of studying this there. You will take the teachings that you are given here with you. The father says to you, children, extroversion is not good. May you become introverted. The time will come when you children become introverted. You will not remember anyone except the father. You also came like this. You did not remember anyone. Only after a baby comes out of the womb does he understand that those are his mother and father, that is so-and-so. Therefore, you now have to return in the same way. We belong to the one Father. Your intellects should not remember anyone except him. Although there is still some time left, you have to make full effort. You cannot depend on your bodies. Continue to make effort to maintain peace in your homes and not have any conflict. Otherwise, everyone would say that there is a great deal of peacelessness in that one. Otherwise, everyone would say that there is a great deal of peacelessness in that one. You children have to remain in total silence. You are claiming your inheritance of peace. You are now living among thorns. You are not in a garden of flowers. You have to become flowers while living among thorns. You must not become thorns yourselves. The more you remember the Father, the more peaceful you will remain. Remain silent when anyone says anything topsy-turvy to you. Souls are peaceful. The original religion of souls is peace. You understand that you have to return to that home. The Father is the ocean of peace. He says, you also have to become oceans of peace. Wasteful gossip causes a great deal of damage. The Father gives you directions. You must not speak of such things. You defame the Father's name through that. When you are in silence, no defamation or sinful acts are performed. By continuing to remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved. You yourself must not become peaceless or make anyone else peaceless. If you cause sorrow for someone, that soul becomes upset. There are many who write a report, Baba, this one creates a great deal of chaos at home. Baba replies, you have to remain in your religion of peace. There is a story about Hatamtai. He was told to put a bead in his mouth so that no sound would emerge, and he would not be able to speak. You children have to remain peaceful. People stumble around a great deal for peace. You children understand that your sweet Baba is the ocean of peace. By creating peace, he establishes peace in the world. You also have to remember your future status. There is only one religion there. There is no other religion. That is called the time of peace in the world. Later, when other religions come, there is a great deal of chaos. You now have so much peace. You understand that is your home. Our original religion is peace. You would not say that the original religion of bodies is peace. Bodies are perishable, whereas souls are imperishable. Souls remain in peace for as long as they remain there. Here there is peacelessness throughout the whole world, which is why they keep asking for peace. However, it is not possible for anyone who wants to stay there in constant peace to do so. Even though some stay up there for 63 births, they ultimately have to come here. They will play their parts of happiness and sorrow and return home. Keep the drama very clearly in your awareness. You children should remain aware that Baba is giving you the blessings of peace and happiness. The Brahma soul listens to everything. Of those who listen, his ears are the closest. His mouth is also close to his ears. Your ears are a little further away. This one hears very quickly. He understands everything. The father says, "O sweetest children." He calls everyone sweetest because all are his children. All embodied souls are the imperishable children of the Father. Bodies are perishable. The Father is imperishable. You children, you souls, are imperishable. The Father converses with his children. This is called spiritual knowledge. The Supreme Spirit sits here and explains to you spirits. The Father has love for all. Although all spirits are Tamo Pradhan, they know that when they were in the home, they were Sato Pradhan. I come every cycle and show everyone the path to peace. It is not a question of giving a blessing. He does not say, "May you be wealthy, may you have a long lifespan." No, you were like that in the golden age, but Baba does not give you such blessings. You do not have to ask for blessings or mercy. You have to remember that the Father is the Father and that he is also the teacher. Aho, Shiv Baba is the Father. He is also the teacher and the ocean of knowledge. The Father sits here and speaks the knowledge of himself and of the beginning, middle, and end of creation, through which you become emperors, rulers of the globe. This is an all-round cycle. The Father explains that at this time the whole world is in the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan does not only exist in Lanka. This is an unlimited Lanka island. There is water all around. The whole of Lanka belonged to Ravan, and it is now going to belong to Rama again. Lanka was made of gold. There was a great deal of gold there. There is the example of someone going into trance and seeing bricks of gold there. Just as there are bricks of clay here, so there will be bricks of gold there. So he thought he could bring a gold brick back with him. They have made up many plays. Bharat is very famous. There are not as many diamonds and jewels in other lands. The Father says, "I become the guide and take everyone back home." Come, children, you now have to return home. Souls are impure. They cannot return home without becoming pure. Only the one Father can purify the impure. This is why everyone is down here. No one can return home. The law does not allow this. The Father says, Children, Maya will take you into body consciousness with even greater force. She will not let you remember the Father. You have to remain very cautious. Your battle is because of this. It is your eyes that deceive you the most. You have to keep your eyes under control. It is seen that even in the consciousness of brother and sister, your vision does not remain good. Therefore, it is explained to you, consider yourselves to be brothers. Everyone says that we are all brothers, but they don't understand the meaning of that. They are like frogs that keep croaking. They do not understand the meaning at all. You now understand accurately the meaning of every aspect. The Father explains to you, sweetest children, when you were on the path of devotion, you were also my lovers at that time. You used to remember your beloved. People very quickly remember him in times of sorrow. O Rama, O God, have mercy on me. You will never say this in heaven. There is no kingdom of Ravan. Baba sends you to the kingdom of Rama. Therefore, you should follow his directions. You are now receiving God's directions, and you will then receive divine directions. No one knows about this benevolent confluence age, because everyone has been told that the Iron Age is still an infant, and that hundreds and thousands of years still remain. Baba says that is the total darkness of the path of devotion, whereas this knowledge is light. According to the drama, the path of devotion is fixed and it will exist again. You now understand that you have found God, and so there is no need to wander around. You say, we are going to Baba. That means you are going to Bap Dada. Human beings cannot understand these things. Maya still swallows those of you who don't have full faith. The alligator completely swallows the Maharatis. They become amazed as they listen to this knowledge. Older ones have left. It is also remembered that Maya defeats very good Maharatis. You write to Baba, Baba, don't send your Maya to us. Oh, she does not belong to me. Ravan has his own kingdom, and I establish my own kingdom. This has continued since time immemorial. Ravan is your greatest enemy. People know that Ravan is their enemy, which is why they burn him every year. In Mysore, they celebrate Dussehra a great deal, but they don't understand the meaning of it. Your name is the Shiv Shakti Army. They have then used the name Army of Monkeys. You understand that you were definitely like monkeys, and that you are now taking power from Shiv Baba in order to gain victory over Ravan. The Father comes and teaches you Raja Yoga. They have made up many stories about this. It is also called the story of immortality. You know that Baba is telling you the story of immortality. However, he does not tell you this up on a mountain. They say that Shankar told Parvati the story of immortality. They keep an image of Shiva and Shankar and have made them both into one. All of that is the path of devotion. Day by day, everyone is becoming Tamo Pradhan. When you become Sato from Sato Pradhan, you lose 2 degrees. In fact, the Silver Age cannot be called heaven. The Father comes to make you children into residents of heaven. The Father knows that the Brahmin clan, as well as both the Sun and Moon Dynasty clans, are now being established. Ramachandra has been symbolized as a warrior, shown with a bow and arrow. You are all warriors who gain victory over Maya. Those who pass with fewer marks are known as those who belong to the Moon Dynasty. This is why Rama has been shown with a bow and arrow. There is no violence in the Silver Age. The kingdom of Rama, the king and the subjects have been remembered, but people are confused because he has been portrayed as a warrior. Those weapons do not exist there. The Shaktis too have been portrayed with swords, etc. People do not understand anything. You children have now understood that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, the Father explains the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. A limited father would not have the kind of love that the unlimited father has for you children. He makes you children happy for 21 births. He is such a lovely father. The Father is so lovely that he removes all your sorrow and gives you the inheritance of happiness. There is no name or trace of sorrow. This should now remain in your intellects. You must not forget this. It is very easy. All you have to do is to study the Murlis and read them to others. Nevertheless, some still ask for a teacher. They say that they cannot imbibe this knowledge without a teacher. Oh, even little children can remember the story of becoming a true Narayan and relate it to others. I explain to you every day that you must simply remember Alpha. After you take the 7 days course, this knowledge should sit in your intellects. And yet you children forget. Baba is amazed. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Don't ask the Father for blessings or mercy. Remember the Father, the teacher, and the Guru, and have mercy on yourself. Remain cautious about Maya. Your eyes can deceive you. Therefore, keep them under your control. 2. Wasteful gossip causes a great deal of harm. Therefore, as much as possible, remain silent. Keep a bead in your mouth. Never say anything topsy-turvy. Do not become peaceless yourself or make others peaceless. Blessing. May you remain a constantly carefree trustee and, with the Father's help, change a crucifix into a thorn. Your past accounts are like a crucifix, but with the Father's help, they become like a thorn. Adverse situations will definitely come, because everything has to be settled here, but the Father helps to change them into a thorn. Because the Great Father is with you, big things are made small. Have this faith and remain constantly carefree. As a trustee, change mine into yours and become light, and all your burdens will finish in a second. Slogan: with a stock of good wishes, transform anything negative into positive. Om Shanti.